Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to Reigns and Edge here on the Free Talk Live Network. I'm Henry Reigns.
And I'm Mark Edge.
And I got to say it first.
Indeed.
Yes. Well,
you're running the board tonight, so I don't see why you wouldn't.
It's funny because back in the day, it used to seem like a board to me. Now it seems like a little square with some multiple, with a laptop and a keyboard on the other side. And I don't know what some of this stuff is in this studio of the luxurious WWPR 1490 AM. AM's coming back, Mark. I just saw that this may be anti-libertarian, or at least it's not in the spirit of libertarianism, but the government is leaning on the car manufacturers because, a lot of the electronic vehicle manufacturers were just going to not put AM radios in the car, and they said the federal government is like, hey, we need AM radio. I couldn't said it better myself. We need AM radio. We especially need this room in this AM radio station.
Well, there's a what they're using as a ruse, as cover for all this, is those signs on the side of the road. They're blue usually, and they've got in emergencies, tune in to 1650 AM. Right?
Yes.
So all across the country, usually from the 1500s to the 1600s.
Are we carried on 1650 AM?
We're probably on some 1650
AM. Might be on a blue sign somewhere.
But those are the emergency, part of the emergency system or whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called. But that system is used by the local government to get information out. So they use this old antiquated system, and the feds are saying, nope, you can't do away with that. You gotta preserve AM because we're on there. So you gotta have these cars with the AM.
Well, older people realize the importance of AM radio. I don't know about Gen Z, if they're really into it.
I don't know if they can tune one in.
Well,
and by the way, I like either iGen or Zoomers for that. I don't think a generation should be named after another generation. That seems wrong.
There's a lot of things that are wrong. Every generation finds things wrong with the newer generation.
Yeah, indeed they do.
We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on
Main
Street.
No, we don't.
We like living right, being free.
Good libertarian there.
Yeah.
We don't
Merle.
Make a party out of loving. We like holding hands and pitching.
All right.
We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy.
I have to stop this for a second. Because
as a person who had long and shaggy hair?
No, in this modern world, the closed caption, there's an automatic closed caption. It's not in the video that pops up on the screen. And it said, we like cold hands and something bit. It's like, even the modern closed caption doesn't have the values of Okie from Muskogee. But let me get to the chorus.
Like the hippies out in San Francisco do. I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee.
Yeah. I don't know what this means, but I'm familiar with songs.
You know what a square is.
I know what a square
you
is.
You are one.
Yeah, I'm pretty square.
We still wave old glory down at the
just like you.
Yeah. Oh.
And white lightning still the biggest thrill of all.
The most toxic drug there is. more destruction from alcohol than
any other drug,
anything else.
It's
all
true.
Right. So that was Merle Haggard, Okie from Muskogee, somewhere in probably around 1968-ish or something. You know, Mark, it seems like it's a generational thing in country music. Someone has a big hit by saying how bad these new values are, how great the old values are. Let's get back to where we were, or let's wave the red, white, and blue.
To me, this is the definition of conservatism to some extent, is that they pick a person individually, picks a period in time when things were better, and they say, you know, if we could only do that, then everything would be great. Why aren't we doing that again? And I've heard it over and over again. Music is certainly one of those places where people do it.
And, you know, you certainly have a right to sing it. You certainly have a right to listen to it. But it is a sort of in the business. I don't want to say they don't believe what they're singing. Although Merle Haggard in later years said, well, man, I was doing a lot of drugs and having sex, and but I made a lot of money off this record.
Yeah.
Now, you can fast forward like 20, 25 years, and then you get something like this.
My daddy served in the army. He lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy.
Post-9/11, as you might know. Toby Keith.
Now this nation I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see.
Who'd they sucker punch?
We did. USA.
We lit up your world like the 4th of July.
Gotta get to the chorus.
And it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole
world. Come on, Toby, bring it.
It's raining down on you. Brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
There it is. Yeah.
It's a nice anthem. I'll give it that. I have never heard it before.
Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue by Toby Keith. But it has, like books and other things, or movies sometimes, they have a second name. I did not know this, because there's always just Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, whatever the chorus says. In parentheses, when I was recording this, it said, The Angry Man.
The Angry Man.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, I think that there are a lot of people out there that are upset that things aren't going the way they think they should in any given area. And let's remember that the news and social media is designed to piss you off.
Yes.
Yeah, you're better off, as far as they're concerned,
and that isn't,
angry.
That has always been the way. It has been a technique to get people to pay attention, but the real goal before the internet and before the engagement on the internet, it was to gather eardrums and eyeballs. Whether it was a newspaper, they wanted your eyes to look at the ad.
Yep.
Whether it was TV, your eyes to watch the show. Radio, for your ears to hear the commercials. And all the success, the money that you got, was the measurement of how many of those things, how many eardrums, how many eyeballs were watching the show, reading the advertisements, ears listening to the commercials. But now it's how many people engage.
Yeah.
How many people click. That's the measurement we use.
So,
and not many people click when they feel good about stuff.
Interesting about the Merle Haggard. Now, you're older than I am by like 13 years or something, did you say?
Chronologically, I'm older than you.
And you may have some...
Psychologically, I'm getting younger all the time.
You may have some thoughts about the Merle Haggard song. To me, it's just an old song. And
by the way, an Okie from Muskogee is an Oklahoman from Muskogee,
Oklahoma. And it's just basically saying, I am a...
Like the Ozarks.
I'm from the flyover country, and you know, that's the good, that's the way to be. That's what made America strong. And I like that song. The Toby Keith song I had never heard before.
Really?
Yeah. And I've got to say that I felt that sort of, you know, that welling of patriotism that
I felt it.
You felt
some tingling?
FA-18s flying over the, you know, the football stadium, flags and all that
stuff.
Waving
the red, white, and blue?
But I, you know, I don't like anything that gives cover to the war machine. And there are a lot of people that make a lot of money dropping million-dollar bombs, and I think that's a low number. Let's call them $10 million bombs on $10 tents. And that make a lot of money from American veterans having their limbs blown off.
They're dropping on $100,000 tanks now.
Yeah, well.
Russian surplus, whatever that goes for, I guess.
Hey, I've got a tank story, and I think this is worth sharing, because it's really sort of a funny thing. A friend of mine...
Let me just tease. Yeah. We are going somewhere with these music, but tell me your story.
So the tank story is that a friend of mine worked for the military. You know, I get to hear a lot of these stories over time. He was the quartermaster for a tank battalion. So he issued tanks and socks.
Lots of logistics stuff.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. And he said, and every year they had an annual war game to, you know, keep everybody in practice and all that stuff, and all that makes sense. He said that when they entered the war game, one-third of their tanks were out of commission already. And when they left, two-thirds were out. That's 1 week worth of war game, and, you know, they were already a mess. I can only imagine. Now, Russia has more tanks than anybody in the world. But I can only imagine that these things are barely rolling at this point. Very few tanks are working.
You know, that reminds me a little bit, because they're vehicles, right?
Yep.
I mean, why car dealerships, the profit center is the repair shop. not so much the sales. The margins go shrink on the sales, but the bigger profit margins is in the repair shop.
Well, I think cars are probably a lot more reliable than tanks. Tanks are made to be, you know, to have very bad things happen to them. So, you know, they're not always going to run after those things happen. But as far as this goes,
patriotic country song.
Yeah, I've got to say that the patriotic, all these things are fine, right? It's art. To me, the Okey from Muskogee thing is art, right? It's talking about, you know, it's Whistler's mother, you know, this kind of thing. It just speaks to a time in America.
We've got a new patriotic, not so much patriotic, but a country song that is pro-traditional values, pro-small town.
There's another one by Charlie Daniels Jr., and it's like, we say sir, and we say ma'am, if you don't like the
way
we
do it. Charlie Daniels, he's passed, hasn't he?
I don't know these people. I'm sorry.
Is there a junior now that's out there?
What's the Hank Williams Jr., excuse me.
Oh, okay.
Pardon me.
This one has hit the controversy. The viral controversy now. This one has been kicked off country music television.
Okay.
Now, we're going to play a little bit.
And let's not forget about 15 years ago, they kicked the Ditzy Chicks off, like lots of radio stations.
For unpatriotic.
For refusing to, you know, be sufficiently patriotic.
And being anti-Iraq war.
Yeah, and Republican.
And being anti-Toby Keith. That was the same time as the song we just played. Toby Keith was feuding with the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, okay.
And then they came out with a song, F-U-T-K.
Okay.
And I didn't spell the word you think. It's F-U Toby Keith. And,
yes.
But anyway, this is from Jason Aldean. It's called Try That in a Small Town. And we're going to play up to the chorus. This is big news, really. This is all over social media. This is getting engagement on social media.
Yep.
So
I've seen it.
You've seen the video?
I've seen the engagement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're not, for those of you listening, you won't see the video now, but as I said, we're your eyes.
Sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light, pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool?
as you're seeing this, you would see a woman spitting in a soldier's face or a law enforcement officer's face, and you would see a carjacking happen. You're seeing scenes of rioting in the streets, like the Black Lives Matter movement, some of the riots that were along those, and also like the Portland riots, which I think that branched out to more than just the civil rights and police brutality. That was like a down with the system kind of riot towards the later movements there. We've got a little bit more before we hit to the main part here. Try That in a Small Town.
Yep.
That's by Jason Aldean. No stranger to controversy. In fact, it even has gotten the attention of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And let me, I'm sort of putting the cart before the horse here, but Governor DeSantis had this to say about the controversy. We're going to fill you in on the controversy. We're going to talk about this. But just to get to the point where it's like you can't do anything, and Governor DeSantis doesn't find a way to pander to the to his potential voters. Florida Governor GOP presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis reacted to the controversy surrounding country artist Jason Aldean's latest music video for his song Try That in a Small Town. In an interview on Fox and Friends, DeSantis called for, quote, a restoration of sanity to this country. Here's the quote. We need to restore sanity to this country. I mean, what is going on? That would be something. That would be censored. I missed the whole, I think, accent on that sentence. I mean, what is going on? That would be something. That would be censored. I mean, give me a break. We're off the rocker here in the United States with a lot of this stuff, with cancel culture, with big tech censorship, with a lot of stuff that the federal government's doing, policing so-called misinformation. We need to get back on kilter and start having a free society and again, embracing truth. So I think it's part and parcel of a lot of the nonsense we've seen over the last many years. So that was Governor DeSantis getting his 15 seconds of TV time off Jason Aldean's controversy. So what is the actual controversy here? And, well, I'm glad you asked, because country music television is no longer airing Oh, let me ask you this first, Mark, and then the audience can ask themselves, too, and go ahead and just get up close to your radio speaker and say, and we'll hear what you're saying about it to us. Most hosts won't tell you that, but actually, speakers work both ways.
don't give anybody these ideas.
And actually, there's little cameras in there now, too. So send us your favorite pictures also.
I shudder to think what we'd look at.
We played Okie from Muskogee.
Yeah.
We say played Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Yeah.
And now we played Try It in a Small Town, which is sort of like, you might see a bumper sticker like F around and find out. It's sort of that attitude to it.
And I think that it's an accurate statement when it comes to sort of many of the protests that have happened in the last 5 years here in this country would not fly in middle America, and that there would be some lashback and things wouldn't go particularly well. I think that's an accurate statement. I also think
in a small town, especially.
Yeah. Westmoreland, New Hampshire, where I lived for 10 years. They, they had almost no burglaries, and almost every house had a gun. And I suspect that these two pieces of information were related.
Also, the density of the population will have something to do with that, too.
The people that were robbing houses in Keene weren't very far.
Oh, okay.
I think that guns can deter people.
Drug addicts in Keene, maybe?
Of course there are.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Anyway, because I know, like, places in Appalachia where had crime waves too when meth came into the communities and stuff. But go ahead. Make your,
I just think that you know, gun ownership drives down burglaries.
And so let me, as I said, country music television has taken this off the air. The TV network pulled the video from the rotation, a spokesperson confirmed to USA Today. The network stopped showing the music video after Aldean, who, by the way, survived a mass shooting while he performed in 2017, faced backlash for the song, which many perceived as being in favor of gun violence and lynching. Now, as we go through this and get a little bit more background, which we're going to have to complete on the other side of
sure.
this, but we'll get as far as we can on this. That was the 2017 shooting in Las Vegas. Remember,
right.
I think 60 people.
It was the largest number. In the United States, the bump stock guy. Yeah.
Yes. There you go. Viewers also, so you got to think, he must take violence seriously. He must be, just to the horrificness of it. Why would he be behind lynchings, or why would he even get near any kind of impression of that kind of vigilanteism and stuff? Of course, maybe by the opposite side, if you saw a crazy person shooting from a window, you'd like a vigilante nearby.
Good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun, right?
Sometimes. Sometimes they shoot other people, by mistake.
Viewers
also noted that scenes in the video were shot. This is where the rub comes. Were shot at the Maury County Courthouse in Columbia, Tennessee, where a black man named Henry Choate, 18 years old, was lynched in 1927. It's also the site where the infamous Columbia race riot occurred in 1946, where residents and law enforcement officers ransacked black neighborhoods and fired wantonly into homes, whether there were people in there or not.
See why you need an AR-15 at the house? Because sometimes people will just come through your neighborhood shooting.
I haven't taken a stand on that. Anyway, he released the try that in a small town in May. So he released the video now. The song already had gotten its momentum, and the song, I'll give him this on the audio. It just seems like another sort of macho.
Yeah,
old value time country song. Let's find out more about this on the other side when we find out more about Jason Aldean and his wife and some other stuff.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The head of Health and Human Services is defending the treatment that illegal immigrant children receive after they cross into Texas.
We don't cage them. We provide them with all the care that they deserve. We provide them with the kind of medical attention you would want for your child.
Secretary Javier Becerra told a conference of elected Latino officials this month that kids in their custody go through trauma before they make it to the border. A new report's critical of the care the children get once they're in custody, citing one 8-year-old girl who died. The Trump Organization is settling a lawsuit filed against it by former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen. At a hearing Friday, lawyers for both sides announced an agreement on a settlement had been reached. Cohen had sued the Trump Organization for $1.3 million over unpaid legal fees. Terms of the settlement were not disclosed. The settlement came as the civil trial was scheduled to begin Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Reins and Edge here on the Free Talk Live Network. It's Mark Edge with you.
Henry Reins.
I do appreciate you letting me do an intro here by the end of it.
Henry. That's only fair.
Yeah.
Nice. But, you make a contribution.
So we're talking about this.
To the R&E.
What is the R&E?
Reins and Edge.
Reins and Edge. Hadn't gotten that far with
the R&E movement, actually.
That's right. We have to come up with our listeners. You know, what are they? Edgers?
We don't have any social media.
Reinsies? No, we have nothing like that.
It'd be nice if all the great info that we put out, if they could come somewhere and see source material. Not have to take our...
We have, of course, Facebook, and we have all kinds of social media that you can have access to and post all that stuff if you like.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
Well, that sounds like work.
Yeah, it's social.freetalklive.com.
But wait till the R&E movement
picks up a little bit.
Momentum, and then we can give it a push down the snowball hill.
Indeed.
Up there in New Hampshire. I hear they have snow up there.
Oh, yes, they do. They have way too much. I can remember going out to my outdoor wood boiler and having snow up to my hips. Had to shovel out a little path. Yeah, that's not nice. That's what I hate the most about it. It's not the cold, because you can always put on more clothes. It's the snow and slipping on ice and all that stuff. It stinks. So, Jason Aldean.
Yes. We were talking about that. We were talking about the fact that his video, Try That in a Small Town, was removed from country music television because people wanted to make the point that it was, you know, like glorifying lynching or sundown towns, things like that. We had just said that one of the things that had happened, I said, frankly, I just thought the lyrics, because the song itself came out in May. Heard on wherever you hear music these days.
To an insufficient amount of acclaim.
Well, no, I think he's a well-followed performer, and
okay.
he does well for himself. And
well,
he's got
I've got to ask
too.
Why somebody would think it was a good idea to film this music video.
He didn't pick the site.
He didn't pick the site.
No, the production company picked the site, and they said lots of people shoot video and stuff. This is very picturesque.
This particular courthouse.
Yes, the one where the Henry Choate was.
How many courthouses are there in America?
There's lots.
Thousands.
More than 10, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, this one, well, actually, I imagine people have probably been lynched at the Brayden and Manatee County Courthouse, too.
Famous for that.
It's not famous for that?
No.
No, I don't think
it's not famous.
Well, it was when the Confederate Monument was removed.
Okay.
Actually, it got famous also when the current county commission wanted to vote to put the Confederate Monument back up.
Yeah.
Which was pushing the issue a little bit too much, even for one or two of the newly elected more right-wing conservatives.
Well, who paid for it?
The Daughters of the Confederacy.
And do they have a local clubhouse or something?
I don't know.
They should have it there.
A lot of the Daughters of the Confederacy aren't... nobody wanted it.
Yeah.
And that was why we would have been the first community to put back up a Confederate monument. But anyway, this is also, not only did they have the lynching in 1927, the Columbia race riot happened in that Columbia, Tennessee, that Columbia. And that was where lots of shooting and shooting into black houses, ransacking them. Now, there were police officers that were shot, and that's when the state troopers were called in.
Shoot the people.
And
that shot
then
the people.
They really went to town, as you will.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're talking about Jason Aldean.
Yeah, mostly the problem here isn't the song itself. It's the location at which the...
And a lot of the videos were, like I said, in the previous half of the show, was that a lot of Black Lives Matter. The typical video that gets people angry and fired up, which, you can say rightfully so. Nobody likes to see windows being broken and stores being...
People destroying their own
cities.
Yeah,
and people being hurt. But it also is one of the go-to images when they're trying to get people angry and fired up. And go ahead and finish your point. I have a point about it.
I think that it's just... It is rather on the nose. The whole idea that we're going to choose this courthouse. Now, I can go ahead and believe, if I choose to, that Jason Aldean did not pick this particular courthouse.
Especially if he never had a history of controversy and getting people riled up.
Right. But he does. And I don't know. It seems unlikely that of the thousands of courthouses in America that we would pick this particular one. He's from Nashville, right? Why did we pick the Nashville courthouse?
Well, we have some, and I think some of the criticism from a couple of these that I'm going to read, they're over the top, too. And I understand why, if you don't know the background of the courthouse, why they're going to seem over the top to you. Shannon Watts is the founder of Gun Violence Advocacy. I think that'd be anti-gun violence advocacy. Yeah. Moms Demand Action. An ode to a sundown town suggesting people be beaten or shot for expressing free speech. It also insinuates that the guns are being confiscated, the penalty for which is apparently death. I don't really see any of that when you look at the video. But the sundown town part, we'll come back to that in a second. Sheryl Crow, the singer. I'm from a small town. Even people in small town are sick of violence. There's nothing small town or American about promoting violence. You should know better than anyone having survived a mass shooting. This is not an American small town. Well, I don't know so much about that. Representative Justin Jones, I'm guessing a Democrat. As Tennessee lawmakers, we have an obligation to condemn Jason Aldean's heinous song called for racist violence. It's not calling for racist violence. What a shameful vision of gun extremism and vigilanteism. So everybody is using this. I'm not even going to finish the quote. To use all these people are using a dog whistle to fire up their base and get them.
Just like DeSantis did when he was basically saying,
and
this is ridiculous.
What I would want to say, when you have that courthouse, most people that are going to get angry and agitated aren't going to know about that. They're going to think it's just at what it is at face value. People acting out, people doing bad things, and we're not going to stand for it, and they're going to get what's coming to them, especially if you live in a small town. But the fraction of the people, because we really do have a resurgence in anti-Semitism, in racism, and white supremacy movements in the country, they know what it is.
Well,
and it's a dog whistle to them.
I think that, in part, that's because people have created that on the other side.
Dogs can hear the whistle.
And I don't know how many of these are FBI agents, mind you, that are...
Say what?
Yeah, how many of these organizations that are going in, Patriot Front and these sorts of things, are actually just, you know, the FBI or some kind of police agency.
Going back to the 60s and earlier, pretty much from that there is a history of informants and agents, either non-employed agents that are just informants or agents being instigators, COINTELPRO in the 60s with the Black Panther movement, some of the other anti-war movements. Yes, I understand that, and I understand that can be happening now, too. But I don't think when you... You know, it's not... When you see 100 Patriot Front guys marching down the street in Boston... It's not 100 agents.
Right, and I think that what happens, I don't know, and but
I'm pretty
would
sure
they be
100.
There without the agents? Like, every terrorist attack since 9/11 has been FBI-funded and planned and, to whatever level, carried out.
That's too blanket a statement.
Every
terrorist has been... funded.
Okay, every
I will give you that it seems like every time someone is arrested for that,
okay,
there is entrapment involved or something that approaches entrapment involved. That seems to be the people
good,
that
I'll
catch.
Take it.
Okay.
And another thing is that if you call people racist enough, NPR was happy to call the January 6th stuff white supremacy.
Who was?
NPR. And they did it over and over again. And I don't know if it's white supremacy or just people unhappy with their government. And there's a lot of that going around.
Insurrection.
Fine. You know, it was unauthorized tour of the Capitol building. Whatever. I mean, they were letting them in.
It's an attempted overthrow of the election.
Okay, good.
Overturning of the election.
It's funny in a country that you know, overturned a few elections themselves with violence that somehow this is a big deal.
That's
but whatever.
What they say in South America, I guess.
Yeah, indeed they do. So if you call people racist enough, some of them are just going to be racist. They're going to be like, yep, you know what? I am whatever is not you. And you're going to create that. Now, I'm not trying to make excuses for it. You should think about issues logically. But I'm afraid the vast majority of people don't. They make sort of, you know, group, their in-group, out-group assumptions and things like that. And that's just how most humans
think. Making a case that we should be well-educated about the matter.
I think we should think logically and, you know, be educated, sure. I mean...
Know history.
What's that?
Know the history.
Yep, I think you should know the history.
Right, which is what we're doing in Florida.
Okay.
Thanks to our great governor and legislature in Tallahassee, because they just passed another law. No, it wasn't insurance reform. Homeowners insurance. They're still leaving our state. Yes. No, it's not that.
And I don't know. I'd love to hear what your solution to, because you know better than anybody.
We have the highest inflation in the country right now in Florida.
Because of insurance?
No, because of everything.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry. What would you like to hear from me?
I would like to hear at some point, not today's show necessarily, but I would like to hear about why insurance rates are so high, and why insurance companies are pulling out of and canceling long-time customers.
Because they can't make money.
Right. But it's because, presumably, the insurance administration is still around in Florida, and they must have rules that make it so they can't make money.
Well, we've been having our share of reform on insurance, but we'll, you're right. We need to do that another time.
Yep.
And probably... I would imagine that you know some firsthand stuff about trying to get insurance in Florida.
No, my house doesn't have flooding insurance.
Well, you got homeowners insurance, don't you?
Yeah, something like if, you know, you bump it,
all right.
Somebody bumps
it. All right, well, anyway, back to education.
Yeah.
Boy, I wish we could talk about New. We may get to a little quick piece on New College before the end of this, too, because you're familiar with New College.
So. Oh, yeah, and I probably disagree with you.
You think they're going to have a good sports program?
No.
Okay, we're in agreement. On Wednesday, that's this week, the Florida Board of Education approved African-American history standards that received immediate backlash for avoiding. This is a national story. This is a local story. Backlash for avoiding many elements of slavery and even suggesting it was in some ways beneficial to African-Americans. The Florida statute, a 1994 Florida statute, inspired by efforts to bury the state's 1923 Rosewood Massacre, requires schools to teach African American history. So Rosewood was a community that was leveled, and everyone was either forced to leave because of the massacre that was going on, right, or they got massacred.
And it's worth pointing out that Florida has a pretty high black population, and the reason being is it was the place where slaves escaped to.
Well, and right here in Manatee County, is people are going to love to come to Manatee County. We should get sponsored by the tourist department here. Anna Maria Island, where the three small communities are and the big tourist attraction here, up until 1968 was a sundown community.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
Black people could not. Yeah, they had signs on the bridges.
Well, that was before I was born.
Yes. You aren't responsible for that. Anyway, trying to parse that sentence again so that it actually makes sense. A 1994 Florida statute inspired by efforts to... So, in other words, people were trying to cover up the Rosewood Massacre, so they made a law that said you had to teach African-American history so people would know the true history of things that happened. However, as part of his so-called, quote, war on woke, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has worked to weaken the statute through legislation that restricts certain conversations regarding race in the schools. This includes a mandate that students not feel guilt over past actions of people of the same race. I like it. Whenever we try and legislate feelings, that's always a success.
Well, I do think that it's absolutely ridiculous when it's the idea is that somehow I did something based on somebody's interpretation of my ethnicity.
Well, if that's what they're teaching, then yes, that you should feel guilty.
There are certainly people out there that feel that way.
Well, that's their feelings, but that's a question of whether they're being taught that or whether that's just their misdirected feeling.
Well, they got it from somewhere.
Well, let's finish the law here. Tell the people what the new curriculum standards highlight the historical accomplishment of African Americans, but much less regarding their struggles. Critics say tells only half of the story. The most controversial element of the curriculum regarded a benchmark for middle school, which reads as follows. Clarification 1. Instruction includes how slaves develop skills, which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit.
I'm sure that's true.
Being fed by their owner.
Well, they were probably cooking the food where they were being fed.
Paul Burns, chancellor of the K-12 schools, who is himself black, defended the standards while denying they present slavery as beneficial. Burns claimed that they were factual, objective standards that really teach the good, the bad, and the ugly. Well, he may feel that way. Whether his feelings represent the truth or not, it depends. We'll let other people decide how they feel about that. But what we do know is that the idea that the slave owners benefited the underprivileged, the less advanced slave is a trope that was perpetrated over and over again throughout slavery and into Jim Crow South and other places that, you know, you just gotta be patient. We're helping them. In the Philippines, when we invaded the Philippines.
United States government.
Yes, there was a stewardship that we were doing. We were helping the Filipinos advance to the state that they could govern themselves. We just had to be there, 100 years or something to help them do that. So, now here's what I'll say. If it's actually carried out, this is something good that people are criticizing. They're criticizing this as, a false equivalence. Because what the curriculum requires is that slavery throughout the ages be taught. And if that were, if that were done and it was so that you didn't talk about the great slavery tragedy of the United States, then that would be wrong. But if you actually taught it, you know, you could talk about how the Vikings raided the northern European communities and sold the slaves, their captives, down into the Middle East. Or you could talk about other aspects of slavery. I think it would be great for children to know about man's inhumanity to man and be taught that, let them feel that those were not good ideas. Let them come to actual thoughts that those were not good
I think
ideas.
That's a great idea. I'm for it. I'd say basically since the agricultural revolution, slavery has been the state of man. That, in fact, the vast majority of people who have lived since the agricultural revolution have been in some form of slavery. Now, you know, the sort of modern one where you have to give the fruits of your labor to shiftless politicians who, you know, come up with their arbitrary rules on how to reward their friends and punish their enemies. Well, that's at least you can go live where you want to live. And it's one of the reasons I left the U.S. is because...
How is that not just corruption and graft? How is that slavery?
Well, I think that slavery can be defined as having some key points, right? One of those key points is the redistribution of the fruits of someone's labor to somebody who didn't do it, right? Who doesn't deserve it. Who didn't earn the fruits of those labor. That would be the slave owner or the politician. That the political system that we have today is brought down to us through a serf and lord system.
I would suggest that that was the exploitation of labor, what you just described, and slavery is the forceful labor under threat of violence.
Sure. When it comes to slavery, you must work, and you don't have to work today. You can choose not to. And another feature of slavery is you mayn't move. You cannot leave and go someplace else. And you can leave and go someplace else. But if you choose to be here in the United States, you will give those people, you know, something like 40% of the fruits of your labor.
Yes, you're appropriating value from
that.
Yes. Well, you're giving it to yourself, really, because we are the people and we govern ourselves.
I don't believe that. I don't think there's much evidence for it either.
Right. Well, there's so much that we've barely scratched the surface. I remember the previous show, our last show was the best Reigns and Edge show, Edge and Reigns
ever,
Edgington Post ever,
because it was the first.
But I do think this has covered a lot more ground at a much quicker pace than last week.
Yeah, I want to apologize for the audio from last week. I was in Central America, and I didn't have the greatest connection. We're trying to work these things out here. It should be great audio.
Doing research for this week's show.
That's right.
Well, and also, we haven't even gotten... You brought your story. We haven't even gotten to half of the show prep that I had done, those things that I wanted to talk about, and the audience should be so glad about that.
No, I think that they love the new take on things.
There will be new things and to talk about next week. And
send your email reviews, whatever it is your thoughts are, to mark@freetalklive.com. That's MARK at freetalklive.com. I'll share them with Henry. You know, if you don't like that he's liberal, well, tough luck.
Or right, for that matter. And
what's that?
I did not right wing. I just, or that I'm right.
Just right, not right wing. Yeah.
Yes. He will share the ones for that. My feelings won't be too traumatized by.
Well, I think that when the instances, well, here's a little management coaching for those out there that need it, is that if I get a customer feedback, listener feedback from somebody who doesn't have a cogent point, I don't share it. If they, you know, they're just cussing and saying, I don't like them, kick them off the air, whoever it might be, I don't share it because they haven't taken the time to tell me why. And you're just angry. And, you know, if you want to vent to me, fine. I'll be your, I'll be your.
So how many of those were there?
None. But I mean, I've had that in the past. I get a lot with Aria. Aria is a trans woman. And there's a lot of, she's mentally ill! Okay, well, if I, you know, go digging in the libertarian archives here, I'm going to find a lot of mentally ill people. You know, it's just the way it is. You know, she describes gender dysphoria as a mental condition. She doesn't back away from this. It is mental, and it is a condition. Fine.
Could be a neurological condition, too, or a biological condition. But I won't argue that with her. So.
Well, in her case, her claim is that living trans is the treatment for...
So constructive suggestions.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Are welcome.
Yeah, sure.
And we'll work on having a bigger social media... We will... Mark is trying to go viral today, but we'll work on going viral together.
You could, right, I am a little sick. I'd be happy to, we may read emails on the air, which is something we haven't done in a long time on Free Talk Live.
Or even on Reins and Edge.
That's right.
On the Free Talk Live network. And I'll get a surprise for you next week. Something's coming.
Okay.
Something's coming.
I want to hear about the insurance thing in Manatee County.
Oh, that's a one.
Well. We can talk about it off.
We'll talk about pro wrestling.
We'll talk about what
happens in the showers in the locker room.
God.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.